Jeff Bitter, Vice President of Operations for Allied Grape Growers.
So, Jeff, we're talking about the raisin price that's low this year. We're going to talk to an expert on that. But you had mentioned that the Thompson seedless crop is pretty light this year.
Yeah, we've definitely seen a much smaller crop as we've delivered Thompsons both to crush facilities and then seen them dried on the ground for raisin production. It appears to be, based on the numbers we've seen and experienced internally, probably the lightest crop of Thompsons we've had in at least a couple decades.
And that's, like you mentioned, perplexing, because with the rain coming back, we all kind of figured this would be a good season.
Yeah, I think it was a general assumption heading into 2017 harvest that, or at least the 2017 crop year, that we would experience a good crop of most commodities with the nice winter rains we've got, the rebound from the drought to some degree, and then also in Thompson specifically, the fact that we had not previously experienced very large crops in the 2 years previous. So it was a general assumption we were going to see a nice crop this year, and it just simply didn't pan out.
And like you mentioned when we were talking, even though with the prices rebounding this year after they were, so low for last year, if you don't have a crop, it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, recently the RBA was able to negotiate a much higher price for this year's raisin crop for growers, coming up substantially from the previous year to the order of, around 50% higher. And it doesn't actually over 50% higher, but it doesn't really mean that growers are going to experience a lot of success in their, at the end of the year when they do their books, because with the light crop, you're really just trading dollars. You're getting more per ton, and you've got less tons out there. So I don't see this being a great revenue year for traditional raisin growers.